The darkness spread like a black sack over the tank. He had been driving on instruments without lights. It was treacherous terrain. An old city had been here once, but it was now just a honeycomb of abandoned mine holes where the company had followed an old deposit centuries before. Something showed on his detector screen right ahead. Something live. His paw rested alertly on the firing knob, ready to blast. He cautiously made sure he was headed away from the compound and masked by a hill and ancient walls. Then he turned on a dim inspection light. The animal was sitting on a horse at the rendezvous point. It was a different horse. A wild horse, nervous because of the tank. The dim, green tank light bathed the rider. There was another. Someone else. No, it was just another horse. It had a large pack on its back. Turl swept his scanners around. No, there was nobody else here. He looked back at the animal. Turl's paw quivered an inch above the firing lever. The animal did not seem to be alarmed. The interior of the tank was compressed with breathe gas, but Turl also had on a breathe mask. He adjusted it. Turl picked up an intercom unit and pushed it through the atmosphere-tight firing port. The unit fell to the ground outside the tank. Turl picked up the interior unit.
"Get down off that horse and pick up this intercom,"
ordered Turl. Johnny slid off the half-broken horse and approached the tank. He picked the unit off the ground and looked through the tank ports for Turl. He could see nothing. The interior was dark and the glass was set to block a view in. Through the intercom, Turl said,
"Did you kill those sentries?"
Johnny held the outside unit to his face. He thought fast. This Turl was in a very strange state.
"We haven't lost any sentries,"
he said truthfully.
"You know the sentries I mean. At the compound."
"Have you had trouble?"
The word trouble almost made Turl's head spin. He didn't know what trouble he had, or what kind of trouble, or from where. He got a grip on himself.
"You obscured the last part of that sign,"
he said accusingly.
"Oh?"
said Johnny innocently. He had obscured it on purpose so that Turl would come.
"It meant to say, the winter is advancing and we need your advice."
Turl simmered down. Advice.
"About what?"
He knew about what. It was next to impossible to get out that gold. But there had to be a way. And he was a miner. Top student of the school, actually. And he studied the recon drone pictures daily. He knew the flexing rods would not let them build a platform.
"You need a portable shaft stairway. You've got one in your equipment. You nail it to the outside face and work from it."
"All right. We'll try it."
He had Turl calmer now that he was on a routine subject of interest.
"We also need some protection in case of uranium."
"Why?"
"There's uranium in those mountains."
"In the gold?"
"I don't think so. In the valleys and around."
Johnny thought he had better emphasize that Turl was barred from those places. And also, he was desperate for the data. He could not experiment with uranium without protection from it.
"I've seen men turn blotchy from it,"
he added, which was true, but not of his present crew. This seemed to cheer Turl up.
"No crap,"
he said.
"What gear protects one?"
"There's always radiation around on a planet like this and a sun like this. Small amounts. That's why these breathe masks have leaded glass in their faceplates. That's why all the canopies are leaded glass. You don't have any."
"It's lead that protects one?"
"You'll just have to take your chances,"
said Turl, amused, feeling better.
"Can you turn a light up here?"
asked Johnny. There was a thump as he laid a sack on the flat section in front of the windscreen.
"I don't want any lights."
"Do you think you were followed?"
"No, that spinning disc on the roof is a detection wave neutralizer. You needn't worry about our being traced."
Johnny looked up at the top of the tank. In the very dim light, he could see a thing planted there. It looked like a fan. It was running.
Turn a light on this.